You know, as much as Americans want to talk about being a people that travel and a people that move and, you know, a mobile society, I mean, boy, a sense of place is still important to, whatever you want to say, rural folks more than urban folks, well, fine. But, I mean, if you've been baptized in the congregation, you know, if your kids have been baptized here, you've been married here, confirmation, you've been in a sanctuary, and that's where you've said your prayers, that's where you've sung your hymns, you know. And now, if there's a controversy that's forcing you to make a choice, it's very gut-wrenching, you know. And I don't know, I mean, churches are real places, you know, they're not kind of floating around in the blue, but they're real places that are kind of flesh and bone and bricks and mortar or dirt and grass.
For me personally, for members of our congregation, a lot of congregations in our synod, all of these positive changes towards reconciliation, at the same time, we're mindful of the need for further work on reconciliation, especially to bring along those people and congregations that weren't so accepting of the policy changes. And that's been a very high priority in our Lutherans Concerned board, is to do that. We weren't going to succumb to some sort of triumphalism, that we had won somehow, because there's still a lot of work to be done in healing the church.